Next patient is Raylene Messina. That's Raylene is R-A-Y-L-E-N-E. R-A-Y-L-E-N-E. Raylene Messina. Date of birth 11/11/1948. Date of visit is 4/5/22. Please make a copy of this for Jose Burgos, B-U-R-G-O-S, Jose J-O-S-E, Jose Burgos, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD and can you please, before that, please mention this. Dear Jose, J-O-S-E, thank you for sending Raylene Messina for pulmonary evaluation. And then next line, chief complaint is history of COPD and non-small cell lung cancer. Next paragraph is present in list. This is a 73-year-old female who has a prior history of smoking, was diagnosed to have a non-small cell right lung CA, for which she underwent a right lower lobectomy in March of 2020. Period. The patient had stage 1A disease and has required no further treatment and did not receive any radiation or chemotherapy, period. She was a smoker for over 40 years and does have an occasional cough, but denies shortness of breath and denies wheezing or significant sputum production. She has gained some weight and denies leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history includes history for fibroids of the left breast, status post resection times 4, and also a hysterectomy as well as cataract surgery and a cystocele rectocele repair in the past. She had a melanoma removed from the right shoulder in 2018 and a right lower lobectomy done in March of 20. She had a cholecystectomy in September 21. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 45 years and quit in 2019. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next line, family history. Father died of cirrhosis and lung cancer. Mother died of strokes and heart attacks. Next line, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever. She has cataracts and no glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness. She has urinary frequency and hematuria. She has no hay fever, but has occasional cough and wheezing. She has reflux symptoms, no nausea, vomiting, and is constipated. She has no chest or jaw pain. She does have leg swelling, no anxiety. And she denies muscle aches or joint pains. She has headaches, no numbness of the extremities, no blackouts, and no skin rash. Next, med list included amlodipine 5 milligrams a day, ezetimibe 10 milligrams daily, gabapentin 600 milligrams HS. Ropinirole 2 milligrams HS, carafate 1 gram BID, and pravastatin 10 milligrams a day, metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, and omeprazole 40 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly female who is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, clubbing or cyanosis. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse is 16, I'm sorry, pulse is 76, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 137, saturation 96. HUNT are non-spheric, pupils reactive, sclera with clear throat is mildly injected. Ears non-inflammation, neck non-bruisional lymphadenopathy. Chest, distant death sounds with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. No crackles. Heart sounds are regular, swollenness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft to wheeze without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflex on the 1+ with no grass motor deficits. Cranial lines are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next, impression number 1, COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is non-small cell lung cancer, in brackets adenocarcinoma, right lung, state, and number 3 is status post right lower lobectomy. Number 4 is hypertension. And next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study and also go on a ventral and HFA inhaler 2+ QIDPRN. So we'll continue with the other mentioned medications above. Advice to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Jose Burgos, J-O-S-E, Burgos, B-U-R-G-O-S, M-D.